This is a Tech Briefs Media Group podcast.
This is Bruce Bennett with NASA Tech Briefs. I'm speaking with Dr. William Koh, an aerospace engineer in the Aerostructures branch at NASA's Dryden Flight Research Center. Dr. Koh, after graduating from National Taiwan University with a degree in mechanical engineering, you began your professional career as a machine design engineer with the Taiwan Railroad Administration. How did you go from designing parts for rail cars to analyzing structures for air and spacecraft?
After Russian launched Sputnik satellite,
right,
I was impressed and I was interested in new aerospace technology.
Okay.
Especially in rocket technology.
Mm-hmm.
And applied for Caltech and accepted, and I earned master's degree and PhD degree in aeronautics. And during my PhD course, I was partially supported by NASA fellowship.
Okay.
I got $200 per month in 1962.
Okay.
Yeah. During this time, I invented Blasco constitutive theory in 1962.
Okay.
For hyper-elastic material that is solid rocket motor grains.
I see.
And has been used by many researchers since 1962. As of November the 4th, 2009, the international citation of Blasco reached 192,000 citations.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the background about my education.
I see. Now, you've been at NASA for 32 years now. Tell us a little bit about some of the more interesting projects that you've worked on at that time.
During the Columbia era,
with my
group analyzed the space shuttle Columbia reentry heating prediction.
Okay.
This was the biggest job and most exciting here. And later on, they used B-52 to carry solid rocket booster drop test vehicle, and the hook failed during taxiing. So I established a cold structure aging theory to predict how many times B-52 can carry the weight into the sky for dropping. And then thermal buckling of sandwich panel that's applied to the space craft structures.
Right.
And during that time, I invented the super plastic form, diffusion bonded.
Okay.
Orthogonally corrugated structures. And recently, I performed lunar reentry heating to determine the wall thickness, thermal protection thickness of the CEV. And the latest I invented cold displacement theory. That's containing six displacement transfer functions.
Yeah, tell us about the cold displacement theory. What exactly is the cold displacement theory and how did you come up with it?
Is this question two or three?
We've moved on to question three now.
You know, fiber optics sensor is like a conventional strain gauges, can sense the surface strains, but not the deformed shapes.
Okay.
In order to get the deformed shape, we need the cold transfer function to convert the surface strain into deflections.
Okay.
And the cross-section rotation, so you can plot the deformed shape of the structure. So I think the fiber optics is a wonderful thing, and like airplane with powerful engines.
Okay.
But the need the wing to fly. The wing is my theory.
How long did it take you to develop the theory's rather complicated equations, and how did you test them to verify the accuracy?
It took 6 years. Started from Helios.
Okay.
Helios, a big flying vehicles.
Yeah.
With wingspan 247 feet. and tip deflections 40 feet, and this flying wing failed in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
And this created the need to develop some kind of technology to predict the in-flight deformed shape and display for the ground pilots.
Now, you recently co-authored a successful patent application for a fiber optic-based sensor technology that will make it possible to sense the shape of loaded structures such as aircraft wings. What other potential commercial applications do you envision for this technology?
Measure the wing shape of airlines,
mm-hmm.
space shuttle external tank, solid rocket booster cases, large slender space structures, and the structure panel, flat or curved,
mm-hmm.
slender curved structure, cylindrical surface wall.
One question that comes to mind, do wing structures act the same out in space as they do here on Earth?
You mean the deformed shape?
Yes.
Any kind of deformed shape, mm-hmm. either in flight or on the ground.
Yeah.
The sensor, fiber optic sensor, sense that surface strain, no matter on the ground or flying.
Okay.
So based on that strain, the deflection, the deformed shape will be determined.
Is it fair to say that your displacement theory was the key that unlocked the true potential of fiber optic sensor system technology?
Yes.
Yeah.
The fiber optic sensor can only sense the structure surface strains, but not the deformed shapes. After the invention of cold displacement theory, a new revolutionary structure shape sensing technology was created.
Mm-hmm.
So fiber optic sensor can be used to supply the surface strains so that the cold displacement transfer function can convert the surface strain into deflection and cross-sectional rotation, and then mapping out the structure overall deformed shapes for visual display.
Can your displacement theory be used with other types of sensor systems or for other applications?
Yes, in the accuracy study, I used finite element generated surface strains.
Okay.
And also, you can use conventional strain gauges. But the conventional strain gauge is for the ground, not for flight vehicle. They're too heavy because of leading wires.
Now, what some people might not know about you is that you're also an accomplished artist, so accomplished that in 1968, President Lyndon Johnson made you an honorary citizen of Texas, and one of your paintings now resides in the permanent collection of his library in Austin, Texas. Tell us how that all came about.
I am a watercolor artist with an invited article published in watercolor page of American Artist, mm-hmm. October issue of 1970,
okay.
and a special article published in Southwest Art Magazine, July-August issue 1976,
mm-hmm.
and I was discovered by San Antonio City Library.
Okay.
About art, so they invited me to have a one-man show almost every year.
Mm-hmm.
So during the Hemisphere in 1968, I was invited to demonstrate my art for President and Governor of Texas, and also International Dignitary. And I attended LBJ Ranch in springtime,
mm-hmm.
and that is now at the Lyndon Baines Johnson Library in Austin, Texas.
Right, okay.
Because of art contribution, the governor of Texas gave me honorary citizenship of Republic of Texas.
And you still do the watercolors, right?
I still do.
If you had to choose, would you rather be remembered as a great engineer or a great artist?
Both.
Both.
I like to remember as an artist and scientist, as an inventor. And at this moment, Blasco is quite famous now.
Mm-hmm.
And cold displacement theory will be another famous accomplishment. And also, I developed watercolor mathematical law for watercolor painting.
Explain that for us.
You know, watercolor is a transparent colors.
Mm-hmm.
When you paint red first.
Right.
And after dry, you paint yellow.
Okay.
Then you get red, yellow, and orange. You get three colors.
All right.
And you put one more layer of different color, you generate seven colors.
Mm-hmm.
So my equation described how many colors you can generate.
So you've basically reduced the art or expanded the art by explaining it with a mathematical equation?
Art is mathematics, and watercolor paper is fiber materials.
Mm-hmm.
And when you wet the paper, you have to study the diffusion of the water. I also developed the diffusion equation for how fast the water diffuses inside the paper.
I see. Fascinating. Well, Dr. Ko, we at NASA Tech Briefs appreciate you taking the time to speak with us today.